Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, and the 20th verse. Matthew's Gospel, the 17th chapter, and verse 20.
So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily or truly I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, nothing is impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read that one more time. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, for truly I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, no matter how big it is, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you want to see some mountains move before the year is through? We are in the last month of this year. Praise the Lord. God has been merciful. He has brought us thus far. He will take us all the way through. Praise the Lord. But before this year is through, we want to see some more mountains moved in the name of Jesus. By faith in the living God, we want to see some more mountains move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Entitle this message, Move Your Mountain. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, move your mountain. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, move your mountain. Praise the Lord. What's the mountain? I heard a nice description of this word mountain. M. The mountain M. The letter M in the mountain means mental problems. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. M, mental problems. Mental problems is not your choice. It's not your inheritance. It's not something that God wants you to have. You won't die as an insane person if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You won't die like a lunatic. You won't be mad. Your mental problems will move. Your depression will move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your discouragement will move. Your anxiety attacks will move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your mental tensions will move in the name of Jesus Christ. You can move the mountain in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mental problems is not the choice that God has cut for you. It is not your portion. Amen. Mental problems will move. Oh, obstructive problems. Obstructive problems. Things that obstruct. When the children of Israel wanted to leave the Egypt into the promised land, Pharaoh stood as an obstruction. He said, I won't let them go. I would hold them down. No matter how much their desire is to go into the promised land, they have heard the word, but I won't let them go. I will obstruct them. But obstructive problem had to move in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Never ever think in your life, because you have come to the Lord and God has given you a promise, there won't be obstructions. There might be obstructions, but your mountain will move in the name of the Lord. When you declare in faith, obstruction will have to go. Pharaoh will have to go. Satan will have to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that obstructs your progress will have to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody say amen to that tonight. Somebody say amen to that tonight. Praise the Lord. Obstructions. When they stepped out, the Red Sea came as an obstruction. But even the Red Sea had to open up. Your Red Sea will open up. That which is obstructing your path will open up. God will make a clear path for you. I decree it in the name of the Lord. I speak it out over your life. Nothing shall obstruct you. Your obstructions will have to move in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. When they were about to enter the promised land, Jordan came as an obstruction. When they entered the promised land, the walls of Jericho came as an obstruction. But how many of you understand? How many of you have read the Bible? Every obstruction had to come down because God had a promise over the world, over their lives. He had a promise. Hold on to the promise of God. No matter how hard or how tall or how broad your obstructions are, in the name of Jesus tonight, your obstructions will have to move. You will make progress. You will go into the promised land and inherit your blessing. Somebody say amen to that tonight. Oh, come on, give a shout of praise to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You, mountain, M-O-U, unbearable problems. Some of you are carrying unbearable problems. You are saying, I cannot bear it anymore. I cannot carry it anymore. But how many of you know Jesus Christ is not only our Lord, He's a burden bearer. Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. He will sustain you. Lay it at the feet of Jesus Christ. Lay your burden at the feet of Jesus Christ. Unbearable problems will move when you speak to it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you are wondering, how long should I bear up with this problem? You remember in the book of Acts, there was this slave girl, somebody who had a demonic power, a spirit of divination. She was behind Paul, harassing Paul all the time. And when Paul could not bear it anymore, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He turned around and he rebuked that devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have been carrying a harassing spirit, a tormenting spirit that has been oppressing your mind, that has been following you for all through maybe 2013, or maybe been following you for a very long time. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, you should exercise your authority. You should stand your faith in Christ and speak to that and say, no longer shall you harass me. No longer will you make me, hallelujah, oppressed. I command you in the name of Jesus, go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Unbearable problems. N. M-O-U-N. Look at somebody and say, naughty problems. Some of you have been very naughty all through 2013. Very, very naughty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Naughty children, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is going to save you. Jesus died for you. Praise the Lord. Naughty problems. Naughty problems. Don't take a diploma in being crooked. Are you with me? Don't have pride in saying that you're fooled and deceived everybody. Because you cannot deceive God. Naughty problems. Praise the Lord. Naughty problems will have to go in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. T. Terrifying problems. It's huge problems. Terrifying. It scares you. Sometimes scary thoughts. Terrifying problems. You really scare what will happen to your life, what will happen to your future, what will happen to your children. Terrifying problems. But God has given you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy. Even that thing which terrifies you will have to go in the name of Jesus. How many of you realize that a child of God, hallelujah, does not have to give into a spirit of fear? Are you with me? What did the Bible say? God has not given you or me a spirit of? Say that. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Raise a look at somebody and say, God has given you a sound mind. He's not given you a spirit of fear. He's given you a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If God has not given you a spirit of fear, then who has given you a spirit of fear? If God has not given you a spirit of fear, then who has given you a spirit of fear? The devil. Are you with me? Perfect love of the Lord Jesus cast away every fear. If God did not give you a spirit of fear, it is the devil who gave you a spirit of fear. And who are you? You are a child of God by faith in Christ. So when a spirit of fear comes, you should recognize it. This is not from God. This is not a new anointing. This did not come from God. This terrifying problem about my life, about my future, is not something that has come from God. It has come from the devil. So you should say, devil, you have come to the wrong address. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. This post will not be received here. Praise the Lord. This registered letter will not be accepted here because this address does not belong to you. This belongs to God. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. My soul and my spirit belongs to Jesus Christ. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't need to receive the spirit of fear. I can cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You should say, are you with me? Some of you have accepted every fear that has come. You should not accept it. If God did not give, you should only accept what God has given you. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Praise the Lord, our Father who art in heaven. He sends every good and perfect gift. He is a God of love. He sends His love. Praise the Lord. That which terrifies you, that which makes you panicky, that makes you troubled, scared about your life, about your future, about your children, has not come from God. And you should say, I'm a child of God. Devil, this does not belong here. Praise the Lord. Give it to somebody else. This does not belong here. Praise the Lord. I won't accept it. I won't accept it. I reject you, devil. I reject the spirit of fear. Open your mouth and say, I reject the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I reject the spirit of fear. Open your mouth and say it. I reject the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Amen. M-O-U-N-T-A. T-A. A is ancient problem. Or ancestral problem. Praise the Lord. Ancient problem. Parakamola problem. Ancient. Or ancestral problem. That bondage has been there all in your family tree. But it does not have to belong to you. You belong in a different family. You belong in the family of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. That heart attack that came to your grandparents and your great-grandparents and all through does not need to come to you because you are a child of God by faith in Christ. Hallelujah. You belong in the family of God. Hallelujah. Ancient problems, ancestral problems of poverty, of depression, of mental sicknesses does not belong to you. You are a child of God by faith in Christ. And you should say, I resist you. I don't need you in my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. M-O-U-N-T-A-I. Insurmountable problem. Insurmountable problem. That is, the mountain is so huge, you cannot think of a way. It is so tall, you cannot think of a way of climbing over it. It is so huge, you cannot think of going around it. It is so deep that you cannot even dig your way under it. It's insurmountable. You know, you cannot. It is so overwhelming. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Have you ever gone through your life facing some huge problems, insurmountable problem? You cannot figure it out. How do I get out of this situation? What will happen? What do I do now? Hallelujah. This seems so huge. It seems so strong. It seems so tall. It seems so broad. It seems so rooted and so deep. deep. How do I ever overcome this? Praise the Lord. You can overcome through faith in Jesus Christ. You can overcome by saying forth from your lips the word of the living God. The insurmountable problem will have to be departed in the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N. Praise the Lord. The next then is nameless problem. Say nameless problem. Say nameless problem. Praise the Lord. There are problems that are nameless. You go to a doctor, the doctor does all the tests and says, it's a nameless problem. Chicken guniano, mutton guniano. It's got no name. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Some of you are trying to identify a stronghold or some bondage in your life, and it looks like it's got no name. You can't figure it out. But don't worry. Praise the Lord. Nameless problem will also have to go in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Mount, you shall speak unto the mountain or mountain. Some of you might have more than a mountain. S is spiritual problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So how do you speak, or how do you get your victory over your mountain? Three things. The first point is, forget others' mountain and move your own mountain. The first point, forget others' mountain and move your own mountain. Praise the Lord. Amen. Forget others' problem and move your own mountain. In other words, clean up your own mess. Are you with me? You got your clothes dirty? Wash your own clothes, man. You have a problem with anger? Control your own anger. Don't say, that person made me angry, that person upset me, this person did that. You move your own mountain. Conquer your own weakness through Jesus Christ. Cover your own nakedness. You are naked now, don't look for a club of naked people. Are you with me? You cover your own nakedness. You put your confidence in your Savior Jesus. You have to do it. Don't say, somebody else believe in me. Believe for me, please. Pastor, brother, sister, please. No, no. Because you have to speak to your own mountain. Are you with me? It didn't surprise God when that mountain came in front of you. There is enough faith that God has put. It might look as small as a mustard seed, but God has put that faith inside of you to speak to your own mountain, to clean up your own mess. You don't need somebody else's faith to clean up your mess. To get out of your own bondage, you need your faith alone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. That speaks about focus. That speaks about getting your act together, taking responsibility for your life, and saying, I will, with the help of Jesus, handle this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you with me still? Once a man decided he wanted to change the whole world. So he began to go from nation to nation holding conference to change everybody. After a few years of doing that, he realized he couldn't change anybody. So he said, I will go and change my nation. So he came to his nation and began to hold conferences and meetings to change his nation. After a few years, he realized he couldn't change his nation. So he said, hey, I'll go and change my state. So he came to Kerala. He's a Malayali. And he wanted to change Kerala. After a few years, he couldn't change Kerala. So he said, oh, I should have just thought about my own family and changed my family. So for the next 10 years, he was trying to change his family. By that time, he was 80 years old. And then he sat there and he said, I should have changed myself. I should have changed myself. The only person you have control over is yourself. Are you with me? You cannot make the whole world better, change everybody's problem and change people and all that. No, no. You can only be concerned and come to Jesus and allow the Lord to help you to change yourself. So at the age of 80, he decided to change himself. And God helped him. And he began to change. And then seeing the change, his family said, we also want to change. The neighborhood also seeing the change of that family, they also decided to change. But it began within him. You need to move your own. Lift your hands and say, I need to move my own mountain. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, you can jump every hurdle that the enemy has placed in front of you. You can climb every ladder that the enemy has kept in front of you. Praise the Lord. You can move your own mountain. Forget others' mountains and move your own mountain. That's the first thing. The second, faith for overcoming and moving your mountain. Faith for overcoming and moving your mountain. Say that with me. Faith for overcoming and moving your own mountain. Praise the Lord. Amen. What happens to most people is that when they see their mountain, they complain. They complain about that mountain. They feel miserable about this mountain. They feel sad about this mountain. They're always troubled. But you need faith to say to the mountain, to speak to the mountain. God didn't say complain about your mountain. 40 days of fasting and prayer, of complaining. Don't say that. You start opening your mouth and speaking to your mountain. How do you say it? You have to say it with faith in Jesus. And very simple. You have to say it with faith in Jesus. How do you have to say it? You have to say it with firmness. Alle, pandu amachiyude veettinu munnil vella mala nikkuva. അമ്മച്ചി വചനമൊക്കെ കേട്ടിട്ട് വന്നിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മല മാറട്ടെ, the mountain go. ജനലൊക്കെ അടച്ച് കിടന്നുറങ്ങി. രാവിലെ എഴുന്നേറ്റ് ജനല് തുറന്നു നോക്കിയപ്പം അത് അവിടെ തന്നെ ഇരിപ്പുണ്ട്. അമ്മച്ചി പറഞ്ഞു, എനിക്ക് ഇന്നലെ അറിയാതെ ഈ സാധനം പോയാലും ഇന്നലെ അറിയാതെ ഈ സാധനം പോയാലും യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഇറ്റ് വിത്ത് ഫേംനെസ്. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. നോട്ട് You have to say it, not debating or doubting. Oh, yele, oh, yele. Poya kolla, parnyokam, പറഞ്ഞെങ്കിൽ കിട്ടി അല്ലേ, പോയെങ്കിൽ ഒരു വാക്ക് പറഞ്ഞെങ്കിൽ ഒരു ലോട്ടറി എന്ന് പറയല്ലോ. പറഞ്ഞു നോക്കാം, പറഞ്ഞോക്കാം അല്ലേ, നമ്മളൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞു നോക്കിയിട്ടുള്ളവരാ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. അങ്ങനെ പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് കാര്യമൊന്നുമില്ല അല്ലേ. യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഇറ്റ് വിതൗട്ട് ഡൗട്ടിംഗ്. യു ഹാവ് ടു സ്പീക്ക് ടു യുവർ മൗണ്ടൻ. യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഇറ്റ് വിത്ത് യുവർ ഫോക്കസ് ബീയിങ് ഓൺ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഹൂസ് ബിഗ്ഗർ ദാൻ ദ മൗണ്ടൻ. യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഇറ്റ് with focus being on Jesus Christ who is bigger than that mountain. So that means you have to say it in fellowship with Jesus. You have to hold hands with Jesus Christ and say it. For Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are being helped by this word tonight? Amen. You have to say it with fearlessness. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. It says there, behold, I have given you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. പേടിച്ചോണ്ടല്ലോ ഞാനിത് പറഞ്ഞു, ആ പിന്നെ അവൻ കയറി നമ്മളെ കണ്ട് വേറെ എവിടെയെങ്കിലും അറ്റാക്ക് ചെയ്യോ അടിക്കുവോ ഒന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു നോക്കി. ഈ വിഷയത്തിന്റെ മേലൊന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു നോക്കുമ്പോ വിശ്വാസി ഉയ്യോ കറങ്ങി വന്ന് വേറെ എവിടെയെങ്കിലും വന്ന് കുത്തുവോ എന്നൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞ് നമ്മൾ പേടിച്ച്. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിനൊക്കെ മനസ്സുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ പൊക്കോ, മനസ്സില്ലെങ്കിൽ നമുക്ക് അഡ്ജസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്ത് പോവാൻ മുന്നോട്ട്. അങ്ങനെയല്ല. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പണ്ട് ഈ ഗീവർഗീസ് പുണ്യാളന്റെ അവിടെ ആരോ പോയ പോലെ ഇരിക്കും അല്ലേ. പുണ്യാളനെ തൊട്ടിങ്ങനെ മുത്തി അമച്ചി, അത് കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോ താഴത്തെ പാമ്പിനെ കൂടെ തൊട്ടൊന്ന് മുത്തി. പുണ്യാളൻ കേട്ടില്ലെങ്കിൽ താഴത്തെ പാമ്പെങ്കിലും എന്റെ വ്യവസ്ഥ ഉണ്ടാക്കില്ല. നമുക്ക് പുണ്യാന്മാരൊന്നും ഇല്ലെങ്കിലും നമ്മളും അതുപോലെ ചില സമയത്ത് ഇത് പറഞ്ഞു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ അവൻ പുറകിൽ കൂടെ കറങ്ങി വന്നെങ്ങാനും അറ്റാക്ക് ചെയ്യുമോ നടത്തും. നമ്മളെ മൗണ്ടൻ എടുത്ത് സംസാരിക്കുകയല്ല. ബട്ട് നത്തിങ്. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? Jesus said it. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. Hallelujah. Pastor Allah, Jesus said it. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Praise the Lord. ശത്രുവിന്റെ സകല ബലത്തിന്റെ മേൽ നമുക്ക് ജയം തന്ന കർത്താവായ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഉയർത്തിയാട്ടെ. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So say it with fearlessness. Praise the Lord. Say it with a sense of finality. Are you with me? Say it with a certain sense of finality. Say it and forget it. Don't talk about it again and again. Say it and forget it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. And the faith is what moves the mountain. A faith simple I'll explain cheyanaanengil F. Faith, biblical faith ennu paranja endha? F stands for force. Biblical faith inda athu oru force undu. Malaye parichu kalayan vendi oru force undu. Adanana സാധാരണ മനുഷ്യർക്ക് മനസ്സിലാവുന്ന പോലെ പറഞ്ഞ അഭിഷേകം, അനോയിന്റിംഗ്. ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് എ ഫോഴ്സ്. എഫ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് ഫോർ ഫോഴ്സ്, അനോയിന്റിംഗ്. എ, ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ ഫെയ്ത്തിന്റെ എ ഇസ് ആക്ഷൻ. കുറഞ്ഞ പക്ഷം മല നീങ്ങാൻ വേണ്ടി വാ തുറന്ന് സംസാരിക്കുമെങ്കിലും ചെയ്യണം. ആക്ഷൻ. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? അറ്റ്ലീസ്റ്റ് യുവർ ടങ് ഷുഡ് മൂവ്. മൗനമായിട്ട് മനസ്സിൽ മരണമേ മാറണമേ. കരഞ്ഞോണ്ടൊക്കെ നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും. എന്റെ ഹൃദയം അറിയുന്നല്ലോ കർത്താവ്, എന്റെ മനസ്സറിയുന്നല്ലോ, ഈ വിഷയം അങ്ങ് അറിയുന്നല്ലോ. നമ്മുടെ മനസ്സിലെ എങ്ങനെയൊക്കെ മനസ്സിലെ നമ്മള് നമ്മുടെ ഭാര്യ എന്താ ചെയ്യുന്നത്? പെഡലി അടുവോ എന്നല്ലാതെ വേറൊന്നും സംഭവിക്കില്ല എന്റെ അത്. യു ഹാവ് ടു ഹാവ് ആക്ഷൻ. ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ ഫെയ്ത്ത് എ സ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് ഫോർ ആക്ഷൻ. ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് അനുസരണം, ഒബീഡിയൻസ്. ഫെയ്ത്ത് വിതൗട്ട് വർക്ക്സ് ഇസ് ഡെഡ്, ദ ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് ജെയിംസ് സേസ്. സോ ഫെയ്ത്തിന്റെ അകത്തൊരു ആക്ഷൻ ഉണ്ട്. F-A-I. I-E means insistence. Or persistence. Or sthirada. You have to be insistent. Onnu prarthichokki pinne vittu kalanju. Anganeyalla. Are you with me? You are in the presence of God. You're looking at the face of Jesus Christ. And when you look at the face of Jesus Christ, the mountain seems very small when you are in prayer. And then you begin to pray and you speak to that mountain and you insist on that this mountain departing in the name of the Lord. You're persisting. Biblical faith in the T stands for test. When you read the scripture, the Bible says, true, genuine faith, which is much more precious than gold, will be tested. Are you with me? So biblical faith in that test under. Hagar-inte adu bond aavashyamilla. Abraham-inte ninakku njan Sarayil koodi oru kunjine tharum. 25 kollayi nadakkanillallo. Praise the Lord. Ennal insistence, are you with me? A test of faith aanu. Praise the Lord. But stand your ground. Praise the Lord. Hold on to the word of the Lord. And continue to be persistent and speak to the mountain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The mountain has got ears. It will listen. It will listen. It will listen. The mountain is not like your ears. You won't listen, but the mountain will listen. Praise the Lord. You speak to the mountain. The mountain will listen. The mountain will be uprooted. Insist on it. Praise the Lord. And faith in the edge means hope. ഒരകത്തൊരു പ്രത്യാശ കാണാം. ദൈവം ചെയ്യുവത്, ഗാഡ് വിൽ ഡു ഇറ്റ് അല്ലേ? രഹസ്യമായി നടക്കുമ്പോഴൊക്കെ പറയണം, എന്റെ യേശു എനിക്ക് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്യുന്നത് ചെയ്യും. ആ പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ആമേൻ. മൈ സോൾ കം ബാക്ക് ടു ലൈഫ്. വൈ ആർ യു ഡിസ്കറേജ്ഡ്? ഹോപ്പ് ഇൻ ഗോഡ് അഗൈൻ. സാമിസ് വാസ് സ്പീക്കിംഗ്, ഹി വാസ് സ്പീക്കിംഗ്. ഹി സെഡ്, കം ഓൺ, മൈ സോൾ, ഹോപ്പ് ഇൻ ഗോഡ് അഗൈൻ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. The third point, and I close with that, is fresh opportunity to move your own mountain. Matthew 21:21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. And I close with that.
So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sadhicho. Yeshu paranju, I read it again. Jesus answered and said unto them, truly or verily I say unto you. When Jesus said truly, I mean Jesus himself is the truth. And he's saying, truly, kalam parayalla, I'm really, really meaning this. I mean, truly I say unto you, if you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. But kaiya naalile yeshu fig tree oda kalpichu. Are you with me? And the fig tree had gone. Praise the Lord. And now he says, but if you shall say unto this mountain, there's a fresh opportunity now. In the past you have had your victories over your fig trees. Praise the Lord. Now speak to this mountain. ചിലവര് പറയും, ദൈവം പ്രാർത്ഥന കേൾക്കുകയല്ല, വാസ്തവം ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാറില്ല, മടുത്തു. But I tell them, you know what? Why don't you go back home, take a piece of paper and write the number of things that God has not heard? ഈ കൊല്ലം തീരുന്നതിന് മുമ്പേ ടേക്ക് എ പീസ് ഓഫ് പേപ്പർ റൈറ്റ് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച വിഷയങ്ങൾക്ക് മാറ്റമില്ലാത്ത വിഷയങ്ങൾ ഫയൽ ചെയ്യുക. എന്നിട്ട് വേറൊരു പേപ്പർ എടുത്തിട്ട് ഇപ്പുറത്ത് എഴുതണം പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചിട്ടും പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാതെയും ദൈവം ചെയ്ത കാര്യങ്ങൾ എന്തൊക്കെയാന്ന് നോക്കണം. ഒരു പ്രോപ്പർ പെർസ്പെക്റ്റീവ് വരാൻ വേണ്ടി ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു. പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാത്ത കാര്യം പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചിട്ട് നടക്കാത്ത കാര്യം ഒരു സൈഡിൽ എഴുതുക, ഒന്നോ രണ്ടോ വിഷയം കാണും, അത് മാറും. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. എന്നാൽ പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചിട്ട് ദൈവം ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കരുണയാൽ കൃപയാൽ ചെയ്ത് തന്ന കാര്യങ്ങളുടെ ലിസ്റ്റ് വിൽ ഓൾവേസ് ബി മച്ച് ബിഗർ ആൻഡ് യു ക്യാൻ താങ്ക് ദി ലോർഡ് ആൻഡ് റിജോയ്സ് ഇൻ ദി ലോർഡ് ആൻഡ് സേ ലോർഡ് ഐ താങ്ക് യു ഫോർ ദ ഫിക്ടറി വിക്ടറീസ് വിച്ച് യു ഹാവ് ഗിവൻ മീ. ഇറ്റ് മൈറ്റ് ലുക്ക് സ്മോൾ ദ ഫിക്ടറി വിക്ടറീസ് ബട്ട് താങ്ക് യു ഫോർ ദോസ് ഫിക്ടറി വിക്ടറീസ് ആൻഡ് ഹിയർ ഇസ് എ ന്യൂ ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി ടു സ്പീക്ക് ടു മൈ മൗണ്ടൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ആൻഡ് ടു സീ യുവർ വിക്ടറി ദേർ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. Amen. And all things whatever you shall ask in prayer believing you shall receive. Prarthichal. Praise the Lord. Prarthichal. Mountainum maru. Enne kaiyunu divasam enne valade chindipichu oru kaaryam. Nammal prarthikkunna engane sadharana normal aayittu njan prarthikkumbo njan endha cheyyanariyamo aadume nalla ende porathinu support aayittulla nalla kasara nokku oru cushion okke vechi porathinu support okke aayittu. പിന്നെ ഫാൻ തക്ക സ്പീഡിലൊക്കെ ഇടും. ബൈബിൾ ഇങ്ങനെ സൈഡിൽ വെക്കും. രാവിലെ വെളുപ്പിനെ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നെങ്കിൽ ഒരു ചൂട് ചായ സൈഡിൽ വെച്ചാക്കും. ഹത്തൽ കടകാചാര ഇങ്ങനെ ഇരുന്നൊക്കെ മടുക്കുമ്പോ പയ്യൊന്ന് കിടന്നൊക്കെ തോന്നും. റോക്കോ സ്മീതാലാദ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണമല്ലോ അറേക്കാവോ സ്മീതാലാല. This is how I usually do it. But I thought about how Jesus prayed. And it shook me. Jesus spent the whole night in prayer speaking to the Father. Mala geri poi. Ella disciples naga maatiyittu mala geri poi. Avade cushion illonum alla. Avade പാറയുടെ പുറത്ത് കർത്താവ് മുട്ടുകുത്തി. വലിയ നെടുവീർപ്പിനാലും കരച്ചിനാലും ശബ്ദത്തിൽ പിതാവിനോട് കരഞ്ഞു. Are you with me? Hebrews 5 says, with much tears, he cried to the Father. He cried in the garden where he sweated blood verthu nammalaange ac onnu kootittane. He sweated blood where so much so the angel of God came down to strengthen him. Praise the Lord. കഴിഞ്ഞ നാളുകളില് ദൈവം ചെയ്ത ഫിക്ടറി വിക്ടറീസിന് ഓർത്തിട്ട് നന്ദി പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് മലയെ കണ്ടിട്ട് പേടിക്കുകയല്ല, നെടുവീർപ്പിനാലും കരച്ചിലാലും പ്രാർത്ഥനയിൽ യേശുവിന്റെ മുഖത്തേക്ക് നോക്കിയിട്ട് ആ മലയോട് നീ കൽപ്പിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നിന്റെ മുന്നിൽ നിൽക്കുന്ന ആ മലയും തമ്പുരാൻ മാറ്റിത്തരും. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഹി വിൽ ഗിവ് യു വിക്ടറി. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് താങ്ക് ദി ലോർഡ് ടുനൈറ്റ്. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് താങ്ക് ദി ലോർഡ് ടുനൈറ്റ്. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് താങ്ക് ജീസസ് ടുനൈറ്റ്. ഗിവ് ഹിം ദി ഗ്ലോറി ആൻഡ് ദി ഹോണർ. രൂപാബാന ഹൗസ് മരാരിയാന ദരസ്മിയാ തന. വി ഗിവ് യു ഗ്ലോറി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഇൻ ജീസസ് പ്രീഷ്യസ് നെയിം.